a parak of Sivus Mishnah Hay. Nafnullah Avadim Shlach is a Canaan. If she got inheritance or some other house, she received maid servants and male servants that were old. So it's not so good to keep them around too long because they're going to die and that'll be the end of it, or get sick and expensive medical expenses. So Yimachah, they should sell it. Yimachah, they should sell it. Yimachah, they should sell it. But that one, the things she brings into the marriage should be in should remain instead they're preserved for long term use. So therefore, these old avodim, they should sell them. He says no. He has another reason why they should not be sold, because it's a covet for a family that they have servants. So they can sell these servants and buy something else. Should not be done. Yeah. She also got from her Yerusha of old olive trees and grapevines, which also are on the way out. Malkala ate any luck of him, Kakamakal Payas, also trap it, sell it for wood, get the money, and then buy something that will remain forever. Don't wait for them to die out. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Latim Kabination Shvacha Hesavir. Here's Rabbi Yehuda says that they should not be sold because it's also covered for a family that they have these trees. A person spends money to take care of his nifsi maluk of his wife. If he spent a lot of money to take care of the property, but the achal kima, there were very few of the payers came out. He ate very little. Kima of achal haba, he spent a small amount of money and he had a lot of food of the land. Masha hoisi hoisi, whatever he spent masha achal achal, and whatever every 88, because he can't make kindness after the marriage and say, well, I spent more than I ate. Where the agreement is at the end of the marriage, she keeps the property, he gets the payers and finished. If he spent money to work the land and didn't need anything, then he should have a kind of eat. Then he should swear how much he spends, and he's entitled to take it, because in this case he didn't get anything out of the land, he's just like a worker of the land, which gets what he wages.